The quality of trees in the city of Syracuse is on the decline. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that's prompted tree enthusiasts to launch a new initiative to ensure the future health of trees in the city.
City arborist Stephen Harris says it's not the number of trees in Syracuse that tells the tale.
Since the Labor Day storm, which is almost 20 years ago, canopy cover has remained about the same. It's about at 27%. But when you look under the hood, you look a little closer at what's going on, we're seeing the decline and tree quality.
That means fewer sugar maples lining streets and more invasive species like buckthorns. To avoid further erosion of the city's tree stock, a new initiative is underway called Releaf Syracuse. It begins with a series of public meetings to educate residents about trees as well as gather citizen input. That will help the city draft new tree management plans. Helping the city is the Onondaga Earth Corps. 21-year-old Tavion Stenson is among the youth corps that prunes and plants trees across the city. He jokes he has sap in his veins and wants others to be aware of how trees affect their life.
You already care without really knowing. You know, we just want to clarify some of the misconceptions on things, and we just want to educate.
The group hopes to collect 1,000 responses in surveys, as well as host hundreds of Central New Yorkers in a series of public meetings, the first July 25th at City Hall Commons. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.